Following a backlash from customers, a utility company that supplies power to parts of South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana has dropped its proposed rate increase on solar users. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports, this move is part of a larger nationwide conflict between traditional utility companies and rooftop solar.
The Black Hills Power solar surcharge would have applied to customers across the region. And although the South Dakota-based utility has withdrawn the proposal for now, it hasn't ruled out bringing it back in the future. Deb Theriault of Casper-based Range Solar and Wind says this type of surcharge could be a real disincentive.
Most people do install solar for cost savings. You know, there are people who want to save the planet and do all of that too, but most people want to reduce their costs. So it is most distinctly a huge barrier to saving money.
Utilities in states like Arizona, Utah, and recently Wisconsin have proposed similar solar surcharges. Theriault says it's a way for companies to meet their bottom line, because the more customers generate their own renewable energy, the less electricity they need to buy. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.